Sally, that sounds so loud. Wow. Well, and good morning, everybody. Kids, hello, children. It's nice to see all the little faces, too. Well, you know, when we were talking about Sunday teaching, Jeannie looked at me and said, well, you could share words of wisdom. And I'm like, okay, I guess so. Because I guess there's this thing about turning 70 nowadays, which, you know, used to be like almost, you lived that long? Now it's like, oh, you're 70? Yeah, I'm fine, 70. But, you know, as I thought about it, I kind of chuckled because, you know what, it is like this thing where, well, the older you get, the wiser you become, and, you know, these kind of sayings are out there, you know, and wisdom is a really funny thing for me as I looked at it in the Word. I mean, I've looked at it through the years. You guys know, all of you have checked out wisdom of God and been in the Bible, and there's different types of wisdom made available to us. You know, there's the wisdom of the world, you know. That wisdom can be pretty self-centered, you know. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Do whatever you need to do to get to the top, you know. The wisdom of the world is earthly, sensual, and devilish. And that's what the Word says. You know that? And so don't look to the world. Don't look to the politicians. Don't look to, you know, the latest fad. Don't look to the newest car. All of that stuff is not things that are going to bring you joy, peace, and love in your life. And then there's the wisdom of our well-meaning friends. You know, we all are one of those, right? I've been a well-meaning friend. Have you been a well-meaning friend? Mm-hmm. And someone comes to you with a problem, and man, you just bam it. Well, I think, blah, 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 blah. Well, you should do blah, 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 blah. That's not wisdom. That's your opinion. And if your opinion doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not something that I, as a believer, would want to really put too much stock in. So this thing about wisdom really isn't about how old you are, because there's little children in here that are very wise. You know how I know that? Because God's Word says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Isn't that what the Word says? And you know what? I've seen them obey their children. And I've seen them have great profit in their lives for doing that. And I've also seen them not obey their children, their moms and their dads. And yes, there are consequences. But a consequence is different than a judgment. We don't judge our children. We continue to love our children and teach them the greatness of God's Word. But in order for us to impart the wisdom of God to them, what do we need to be doing? We need to be looking at the wisdom of God. So when Jeannie said, well, maybe you could share some words of wisdom, I discovered as I'm sitting with God and thinking about this that my words of wisdom, I do not want to share. I don't. I want to share God's words of wisdom. As Christians, that's where we should look for our guidance and direction from. And wisdom is something that we receive from the written Word of God, or we receive it from the Spirit of God within us. And when God speaks His love and His wisdom to us, He provides us with a way to have the very best in life we could have. One thing I've learned through life is when I listen to the Father, when I do what God's Word says, when I line up my thinking with the Word of God, I have a great, joyful, happy, blessed life. But when I decide to go contrary to that because I feel a certain way, or I think I know something that I don't really have all the information from because I'm relying on my senses to figure things out, that's when trouble knocks at our doors. And you've all been there, am I right? I mean, it's really true. So the wisdom we're going to look at today is the wisdom I'm talking about that a Christian has available to them in their lives. Someone who loves God, who wants to know and grow in their relationship with God, and who understands that He is their source of sufficiency in life. He is all-knowing. He is all-loving. He is faithful. There is no way we go wrong in our lives when we listen to our Heavenly Father. Just like as we were growing up as kids, when we listen to our mommy and our daddies and we do the things they ask us to do, life is really great. It's a blessing. You know, the same thing with us and our Heavenly Father. So the word of wisdom for a Christian means the quality of having experience and knowledge and good judgment. The quality of being wise, intelligent, and having common sense. Much of this wisdom is based on our experiences, knowledge from the things we read or do, principles that develop from our surroundings and people we spend time with. That's what the word of wisdom means. But for Christians, for us as God's kids, it's much bigger than anything we can experience on our own. My experience in my life, is not going to bring anything to you unless it's what God wants you to have in your life, the same experience or a like experience. I can share my heart with you. I can take you to God's Word and show you what His Word says or speak the truth to you in love. That's wisdom. That's the wisdom I can impart unto you. I can turn you towards God and His Word. And, you know, I'm going to just go to a few things this morning because there's so much in here about wisdom. But for us as Christians, walking according to the Spirit of God that's working within us is wisdom. You want to be smart. You want to have a life that's plentiful, bountiful, joyful, and you have something to give to others when others need it. Because God did put us in a family. He did put us together to minister to one another because there's times when, you know what, I just can't carry something by myself. And I go to God and I pray, but sometimes I just need a hug. Sometimes I just need someone to listen to me. Let me just be negative. Let me just say how I feel, but not judge me. And when I'm done, love me. Build me back up. Speak the word to me. That's what wisdom is in our life. That's what knowledge is in our life. It's what God directs us to do, whether it's through His written word or working within us to minister to one another or working within us just to teach us. Wisdom means having the knowledge and understanding according to God's word and God's Spirit working within us to take the right course of action and having the will and courage to do it. I've been through life. Okay, 70 years. Now, let's just say the first 30, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But you know what? I've learned that wisdom isn't always the easiest thing to do. God's wisdom. I've been in situations where, you know what? I had an idea. I had a want. I had an emotional need, or I thought it was, and God had a little different plan over here, and I did not go with God's plan. You know what? That's okay, because God will work with you where you're at. It doesn't mean you need to keep doing what you're doing. It means God will come around the corner, and He'll show you something else. Or He'll tap you on the back shoulder, and you can turn around, oh yeah, God, yeah, okay, yeah. So, to have the courage to be obedient to God's word is wisdom for us. That is part of walking in wisdom. And that's our part. God provides us with all the knowledge, all the understanding. Everything we need is either written in this book or He works within us through the Spirit He has put within us to teach us. Just like you work with your kids, or I worked with my kid, who's still my kid. But you know what? It's a process of growing and learning together. But you have to be careful of the source you're looking to for wisdom. It can't be yourself. It can't be the things of this world. It's got to be God and His Word. And that's really the wisdom that I have to share. You know, we go to God. We walk and talk with Him. He provides us with the information we need in every aspect of our life, every aspect. But sometimes we don't have the courage to put our own emotion on our own selfish desires sometimes aside and do it His way. Doesn't mean we can't, because He enables us. You know how He enables us? He put Christ's Spirit within us. Jesus Christ was the one man that walked this face of this earth and always was obedient to God. So is it available for you to always be obedient to God? Yes. Anybody in here figured that out yet? Not me. I'm still working on it. But isn't that really cool to know that God wants us to walk in this wisdom and that He's enabled us to really, I mean, think about this. Really, it is available for us to be totally obedient to God's word if we have the courage to do it, the will to do it. Now, God already knows that He's working with us. So, you know what? He's already got things planned. Nothing is going to stop God from ministering to us, from teaching us, from continuing to help us grow. But it is our decision. It is with our free will that we choose to listen and obey, or we don't. And then we pick ourselves up, we ask for forgiveness, and we get wiser. And I think you can get wiser a lot faster than 70. If you stick your head into the Word and you make your decisions based upon the Word. You know, I do think we grow, as we grow older, we learn from things, but we learn a lot from our mistakes. And God would much rather us learn from His love and wisdom so that we don't have to go through those hurting periods of times when we, you know what, we just blow it. So, you know, my encouragement is to walk with a lot of great wisdom in your hearts. But that means spend a lot of time with God. And don't look at your mistakes, look at Him. And when you do blow it, ask for His forgiveness. I think one of the major keys I want to look at real quick this morning, so let's go to Psalms, about walking with God. One of the major keys of walking in the wisdom that it takes and that you want to have in your life is humility. Psalms 25. You know, humility is really an art. It's something that we are not born. It is not born within us. It is not born within the nature of man, humility. In fact, pride is born within the nature of man. But when you become a born-again Christian, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you get God's Holy Spirit, that Christ in you. You get that Spirit within your being. And then humility becomes part of what you are. Now, to manifest that humility is the decision. That's your free will. It's available. You use it or you don't use it. But if you want to walk with a lot of wisdom in your life, do you want to have answers for your kids? Real answers that make a difference, or for each other, or for your husband, or for your wife, or whoever, then humility is the key. You've got to have humility. You've got to be able to receive things from God, because He's not always going to tell you what you want to hear. Believe me. Okay, chapter 25. Let's go to verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore He teaches sinners in the way. The humble He guides in justice, and the humble He teaches His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, to keep His covenant and His testimonies. For your name's sake, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. God will pardon all of our iniquities. You know, God wants us to be able to be just when we make judgments in our life. He wants us to understand mercy and truth. These are the things that are wise. These are the things that help you walk with great wisdom. And you need to be humble so you can receive the things that God wants you to receive as He teaches. Proverbs 11. There are many, many more verses, but we're not going to do many more. We're just going to do a few this morning. Proverbs 11. You know, humility is something that we not only need to have towards God, we need to have a humility towards each other. And the Word does say that. You know, we are to have love and respect and be humble to one another. We are God's most precious item. We are His children. He loves us. And He wants us to treat each other with love and respect, and He wants us to be humble to one another. And to be able to receive from one another the greatness of His love or His wisdom or the things that He puts on our hearts to do for one another. God is so loving. We have such an awesome, amazing Father. And we need to take advantage of that relationship while we walk on this earth. Because He has good works for us to do. And we need to be humble so we can see those things. He may show me to do something I don't want to go do. But this is what I need to be doing. So that humility has to be there. So Psalms 11:2. Okay. Proverbs. I'm sorry. Proverbs. You're right. Thank you, Bob. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them. But the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright. God wants that humility to be there, so whatever situation we are faced with, we can walk out of it because we're paying attention to Him and we're meek to His to receive His word. Look at Proverbs 15. Verse 33. The fear of the Lord, and that fear is not, oh, I'm afraid of God. We all know that. We don't fear God. We stand in awe of God. We stand in amazing awe, or just blown away by the God that loves us and had created us. And so the word fear is really in the essence of awe. The awe of the Lord is the instruction. I'm sorry. The awe of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is what? Humility. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. You know, our heart may think one way, but you know what? The answer that we really need to seek that will help us live this kind of life, to help us have a prepared heart, is what God says to us. God shows us. Whatever it is in that situation that you're in. I love Proverbs 15, verse 1. I think this is a really cool verse. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise, that's someone with wisdom, uses knowledge rightly. But the mouth of fools pour forth foolishness. You know, sometimes people will share something with you that's on their heart, that's important to them, and you work with their hearts, and God shows you what to do with that. Keep that knowledge in your own heart. We don't need to tell everybody what's going on in everybody else's life. You know, you deal with people with love and humility and kindness. You know, you deal with people the way you want to be dealt with. That's the wisdom of God. Look at Proverbs 22. Now, sometimes we get ideas in our heads, and before we know it, those ideas are so out of proportion to what really happened. You know, It amazes me sometimes how our weakness of just letting our emotions and our own thoughts carry us to places that are so not where God wants us to be. You know what I'm saying? And if we just stop it, just stop our heads, stop our thinking, and line it up with God's word, God can wipe that stuff out with one swoop. That's how we have to trust Him. Because that's what's going to give us wisdom. What did I say? 22? Okay, 22 verse 4. By humility and awe of the Lord are riches and honor and life. You want riches and honor and life? And I'm not just talking about money riches. I'm talking about the richness of just knowing in your heart that God will take care of you no matter what happens. The richness of joy. The richness of peace. The richness of calmness in a situation that could just rip you to pieces. But you know what? That humility, that awe, that, okay, God, this is really hard for me. Help me here. Just speak to my heart. Show me what I need to do. Help me have the courage to do it. Stir that Christ up within me. You know, that relationship with God, that is the wisest thing you can have. That is the most profitable thing to have in your life. But you've got to work it. You got to do it. You got to listen and follow through. And that takes humility. Look at James. Chapter 1, verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks what? Wisdom. Let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally, without reproach, and it will be given to him. You know what? We ask God for wisdom. We go to God because we know we need God. And you know what? He gives it liberally to anyone who asks. But we have to ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of a sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let it not be that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Now there is a great mouthful of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Think about what God's saying right there. He will give whatever we need to know and understand to us liberally. But we ask in faith. That means, you know what, once He shows it to us, do it. That's what humility is about. It's about being able to receive from God and follow through. Look at verse 8. Here, and I think it's in James. Yeah, James 1. We read verse 5 through 8, right? Okay, let's go to 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Ooh, okay. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is not walking a lot of wisdom. I just added that. He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in all that he does. And God will give you the wisdom to do whatever it is He's asking you to do. We just have to have the courage and the willingness to be obedient to it. And we're going to close in Proverbs again, chapter 3. I'm sure you guys, this is a very familiar place in the Word for most of us here. But here's Vicki's parting words of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Reverence the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. There is no better way to walk than to go to God daily, seeking his wisdom, his help, his understanding. You know, so many times I find myself, you know, knowing a lot more of the word than I could actually be living. You know, there's so much there that we already know to practice and to do. And that is one of the things that I really realized when I was looking through the book of Proverbs. You know, it's written for young men and people growing up in the... I mean, that's who it was written to, was a young man by his father, working God, working within him to write that book. But you know what? I have now set a goal for myself after reading some of Proverbs. I'm going to read Proverbs every month. There is so much wisdom. There is so much stuff in there that just day by day by day we face, that God gives us the right direction to go. And if we go in that right direction quicker than we've done before, then our lives will be more abundant. It'll be fuller. And we'll be able to minister and be more effective in the body of Christ. You know, people are hungry to know Jesus Christ. They're hungry to know the love of God. And we have everything that is provided in this earth, in this world. We have everything we need through the written word of God or the Spirit of God that works within us. So be wise. And be a lot smarter when you hit 70 than I am when I hit 70. Okay? So God bless.